Joining us now is NRDC attorney Jessie Rossman. She joins us by phone from her office in Chicago. Hello, Ms. Rossman. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So could you summarize for us what is in this report?
Sure. Our report highlights the devastating impact of mercury emissions from Great Lakes power plants on the people, fish, birds, and other wildlife in our region. We focused on the 144 coal-fired power plants in the Great Lakes region and also named the 25 worst emitters, which were responsible for putting over 7,000 pounds of mercury into the air in 2010. NRDC, and I hope your listeners as well, understand that mercury is a dangerous brain poison that doesn't belong in our Great Lakes. That's why it's so important that we support EPA's recently issued new nationwide mercury and air toxic standards. It's often referred to as MATS. And these will require the power plants to cut their mercury emissions by around 90% on average. According to the EPA, implementing these standards will mean up to 11,000 fewer premature deaths, 130,000 fewer cases of aggravated asthma, and 540,000 fewer days of missed work per year. It's so highly toxic that exposure even in very small amounts in fish, which is generally the way that mercury is ingested by humans, has very serious implications for public health, especially for pregnant women and young children. And I know there actually was a 2011 study that was released by the Minnesota Department of Health that showed that there was particularly elevated mercury levels in newborns in the Lake Superior Basin, especially in the North Shore. And that type of mercury level can cause serious brain damage in fetus that can lead to lower IQ levels and other negative effects on memory, attention, and language.
It sounds pretty devastating. Why is the NRDC highlighting this issue right now?
So we've all known for years that these mercury and air toxic standards were imminent. In fact, the EPA, after doing years of studies and public comments, determined in 2000 that it was going to be necessary and appropriate to regulate mercury from our power plants because of all of those negative impacts I was just talking about. And yet, many of the plants in the Great Lakes have been operating for decades without modern pollution controls. It's long overdue for these plants to clean up their act and stop demanding that we, the residents in the area, subsidize their plants with our lungs. It's absolutely striking how harmful mercury is and also how easy it would be to help protect our public health because there are available, cost-effective controls. And that's what we wanted to highlight in this report. The report is also particularly timely because we expect that there will be a vote in the Senate this week on a resolution that's attempting to avoid these standards and permanently block EPA from reissuing similar safeguards. So it's really critical.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Jessie Rossman. She's an attorney with the National Resource Defense Council. The NRDC released a study last week on mercury pollution in the Great Lakes region. The study seeks to highlight the issue of mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants in the region and call attention to current efforts in Congress, as she just mentioned, to keep the EPA from regulating these emissions. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we run, Jessie?
Sure. As I just mentioned, many different doctors, nurses, scientists, public health professionals support EPA standards. And in fact, there were numerous states that were so frustrated with the fact that the federal government had been unable to regulate it that they went ahead and imposed some of their own regulations. Minnesota was one of those states that did so in 2006. But it's critical to make sure that all of the power plants are subject to these same standards and that they are nationalized to make sure that we're protecting our public health. As I said, these plants have been operating for decades without modern pollution controls, and it's really time to say enough. We need to protect our public health in the Great Lakes.
Very good. For more information about the study, Poisoning the Great Lakes, Mercury Emission from Coal-Fired Power Plants in the Great Lakes Region, visit nrdc.org. Thanks so much for speaking with us today, Jessie.
Thanks for having me.